the Dirty and the Godless are like, we're going to riot. Was it Kenosha? Wenosha? Where in Wisconsin is he?
Kenosha.
Kenosha.
And it's about... Yeah, it's about 25 minutes outside of Chicago, so they're all going to be going in for another peaceful protest. So gird your loins, America.
Peace. And by the way, none of the protesters who loot and burn will be calling in for a day off from work.
Nor will they be arrested, Sam, because only people that go to the Capitol on January 6th are locked
right.
in solitary confinement. Yes.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? All right, so Angela Box, conservative commentator, we called this 5 months ago, but yesterday CNN first picked up a story about the disaster of a woman who slept with a married man for cash and prizes, the vice president, Kamala Harris. Today, USA Today did a poll that her support among blacks, Kamala, who had the open affair with a married black man, her support among blacks is only 51%. That is a disaster for the godless, Jew-hating Democrats. And they're going to push her aside so fast her head's going to spin.
Well, they're in a pickle because obviously they're pushing out. There was a quote leaked text conversation with Hunter and some psychologist named Ablo, where Hunter, and this is before I believe Biden was even in office, talking about his dementia. So they're leaking stuff out. I mean, it's going to happen. I thought, you know, honestly, the over-under for me was 6 months. I thought he'd be out under 6 months. A friend of mine was like, no, it'll be over 6 months. Looks like my friend wins, but it will not be much longer. And then instead of F Joe Biden, everyone will be shouting, F Kamala. I've already figured it out. It works.
Or let's go knee pads.
Let's go knee pads. Exactly.
Let's go Willie's girl. There's a million of them. So, and we call this, remember we said he had 70 days, and I was like, for sure, because I was hearing that they're going to move Biden out. It was a disaster. Now they're going to take all the fake Dems are definitely moving him out, but they can't have Kamala there. So they're leaking all these stories that she's a disaster. Sweetheart, if you're the, quote, first VP of color, whatever it is, and you only got 51% support of the black community, and that's this morning from Yahoo News, redid the USA Today story. They got to move her aside, but who's going to take over?
Yeah,
they can't.
I mean, maybe AOC. I don't know, but I mean,
that'd be great. Get a real good Jew hater up there now,
yeah,
who just hates Israel and the Jews,
and then throw in the walking sleeper cell Ilhan Omar in there too. I feel like I've said this before. Karma comes. This is what happens when you lie, cheat, and steal. They're getting their karma. It is delicious. They are so screwed because not only is Kamala detested even more than Peepaw, which is, almost unthinkable, which she because she's so terrible and so reviled across the board, but their ideas are so terrible. So they've literally got nothing. I mean, the fact that the Republicans have a 10-point generic midterm vote advantage right now over Democrats is unheard of. I mean, the Democrats are in full panic mode. They have nothing. They have nobody. And all they can do is continue to smear us and call us all racist and continue with the vaccine mandates and whatever they're trying to do. It's like, okay. I mean, I guess keep doing what you're doing. They got nothing else.
God, who's the biggest racist of all that? Winston Sears out of Virginia. She's the biggest racist. Oh, damn, I see her picture. She's black. Never mind. Let's move on.
Yeah, and speaking of the racism, there's been a few leftists on Twitter who have had to begrudgingly say, back to the Rittenhouse thing, the way the media is portraying it, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. By the way, the kid's going to be extremely wealthy very soon once he's acquitted, God willing. But they, these leftists are like, we didn't even know until the trial that the people he killed were white. Like the white supremacy thing, the racist, everyone assumed that these were some black people he killed. I mean, that's how corrupt and evil our media is, and that's how they seek to destroy innocent people. It is awful.
Yep.
It's demonic.
That's why I label them a true national security risk of the devil worshippers in the newsrooms. No doubt about it. They'll lie and fabricate stories about, what's his name, Sandman. What was Sandman's first name? That poor little
Sandman.
Kid. Nick Sandman. And that's probably one of the greatest clear-cut examples of how they're a national security risk. This poor little boy and his friends go to a pro-life march in D.C., attacked by a black hate group, right? And they stand up, and they're just standing there, whatever. And Sandman cashed in bazillions off of CNN.
Right.
Rittenhouse is next. Who apologized? Some girl from some left-wing godless. What? Tell me, you had the apology on audio. And she, I apologize to. She's, they're already laying out the apologies because they know they're going to get hit with massive defamation lawsuits, like Nick Sandman.
Yeah,
well,
you know who else is
going to
get hit?
She's on TV. Yeah, she's on TV. I didn't know. I want to apologize.
Church.
Yeah. I want to apologize now for anything I said about the this Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know who else is going to get hit? Peepaw's going to get hit because he was out. He said it the other day again. He would not take back the white supremacist comments. Like, all right, man, I guess all that dirty money that your family got from China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, God knows who else, it's all going to go to, well, Kyle Rittenhouse pretty soon because Biden's going to get his defamation too.
Angela Box, conservative commentator. When do you think the TV stations in Houston and around the country will be allowed by the commies to report on the laptop and the blackmail and the bribery of the Biden family? When do you think we'll get the green light from the commies? It'll happen when they need to get rid of them. But I know when the story broke in the New York Post back in October, was it? All the local stations and national stations were ordered, don't you dare, and big tech shut down the New York Post for a true story. They never said it was fake or false. They just took it down. But it's going to happen now. When do you think the commies will allow the newsrooms to report on the Hunter Biden laptop and the blackmail and bribery of the Biden family?
Pretty soon, because also this Ashley Biden diary thing is a really bad look. The raid of Project Veritas is a really bad look. And I think it'll probably be around Christmas. Let's take a bet. Let's over under it at Christmas. So around the end of the year, are they going to, completely go full court press with the Biden diary and the Hunter Biden laptop? Because they're going to need to get rid of him once and for all. I mean, they can't wait much longer. They are in free fall. It's hilarious.
Angel the Box, we were playing one of the struggling local TV stations, Dying on the Vine, this morning. What station was it? They're all, I don't watch it. They're blurring. Anyway, whichever one with the little $18,000 a year news anchorette, they're so excited that Robert Francis O'Rourke is running for governor. I swear, they're like, everyone's talking about it. We have a reporter following, who was it? Channel 11? Channel 11 sent this little $16,000 a year reporter at San Antonio or something, and we're following the campaign, and there's excitement in the campaign. There's absolutely no one excited, and he's got the scandal of farm pornography fetish and violation of the Second Amendment and baby killing. Angela Box, who cares about Beto?
Well, I'll tell you who cares about all those defenseless bar tops and tables he's getting ready to jump up and assault like he likes to do. I mean, if you have a table, watch out, because he's going to assault your table. I love that Beto is so demented and deluded. I mean, I call him Butthead or the hair lip, take your pick. But Butthead is so delusional that he thinks that telling Texans that he's going to take your guns is a winning proposition. As we see what's going on in Australia, by the way, which is exactly what happens when you give up your guns.
Right.
So I don't think that Texans are going to go for this. I mean, again, they're delusional. They listen to their own little echo chambers. Let them.
But Angela Box, conservative commentator, aside from the fact that when he was younger, he wrote farm pornography.
Yes.
He's got some fetish with farm animals, which is disgusting. I love speaking at places. Local newsrooms are not allowed to give you the story about what Beto wrote about when he was younger and his sexual perversion and fantasizing about Bessie the cow. I love speaking at places. I bring it up, and I'm like, okay, let me text somebody who's got, can get to the computer and the overhead projector. There you go. And I've told the strongest Christian conservatives that story, and they were like, we don't believe you. I'm like, here you go. That story's going to get out, right, his younger perversion days of farm animals, which is gross. By the way, you get your ass kicked in Philly for putting that stuff on paper. But the coming for your guns in Texas – Where I know they watch a lot of porn and smoke a lot of dope in the Democratic Party and hate Jews, but don't they think that people with guns could be Democrats too? And he says, hell yeah, we're coming for your guns.
Yeah, the people who have to defend themselves against criminals in the inner city, since Democrat hellholes are notoriously crime ridden. Speaking of pornography, though, and I mean, this is no joke. A friend of mine just sent me two Instagram posts from the KDISD school board meeting that was just held. Two parents got up, at least two, and we're reading what is in the KDISD school libraries that is in high school, I literally could not get through the video. It was so pornographic. I was like, holy crap. Like, and the school board's just sitting there like, whatever. They don't care.
Hang on a second. Just wait.
KDISD. You would not go believe it.
Mr. Teller, turn this up. Hang on a second.
You can't play it on the air. Trust me.
No. What TV station? My team sent me this. Is this Channel 13? Is this Channel 11? God, does anybody watch this crap? 5:35 in the morning. Turn this on real quick. I think this is the right clip.
Now, a group of parents say they are shocked about the type of books available in KDISD high school libraries. They say some of the books include adult content that isn't appropriate for teens. Michelle Choi joins us live now outside KDISD headquarters with both sides of the story. And Michelle, we understand some of the content in these books too racy to read on TV.
So this little anchorette just said...
Say it mildly.
This little anchorette making 18 grand a year on Channel 11 goes, parents are concerned about these books. And by the way, they're very disturbing. But says, we can't read the content on TV. Then what the hell are they doing around teenagers?
Exactly. And it's like, I love how they go, oh, we've got both sides of the issue. And let me just give you a spoiler alert. One of the novels is extraordinarily, it's like gay boy graphic. And then the other one they read was straight boy graphic. And I literally couldn't get through the Instagram video. I was like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Like back in the day, you know, Judy Blume Forever was a big deal. Like that was like controversial. Like Forever is nothing compared to what these books are.
Yeah, this is horrible. But just the fact that this little struggling anchorette, just struggling to keep her job probably, in an $18,000 a year position, is saying we can't read this on TV. That's called community standards of the FCC.
Yeah.
It's really all you need to know. The guy who wrote the book that she's talking about, my team, it's called Jack of Hearts, I guess.
Yes.
This guy's name is L.T. Rosen. Here's another book, L.T. Rosen. Real quick, I'm running out of time. He's written several books for adults and children. Blah, blah, blah. Here you go, Camp. Here's one of the books he wrote, Camp. Set in a summer camp, this sweet and sharp screwball comedy set in a summer camp for queer teens.
Hey, they.
Wait, exists. Which I didn't know, but anyway, set in the summer camp, this sweet and sharp screwball comedy set in a summer camp for queer teens examines the nature of toxic masculinity. Now, the reporters are not allowed to bring you this, or they're too stupid. They come from little tiny towns. They don't do the research like we do. And that's all you need to know. God bless those parents and Katie. I got to run. I'm 4 minutes.
By the way, HAC's school board runoff is December 11th, ladies and gentlemen. So mark your calendars.
What day is that? Is that Tuesday?
That is a Saturday, and then there's early voting November 22nd through December 7th. Get out and vote if you're in these districts. We'll talk about it as it gets closer.
And you know what? Props to those parents at KDIC for standing up for what's right.
Yes.
And
good job,
and the
parents.
The devil is working those who want those books on the shelves, without a doubt.
That's right.
You can't read the book on TV. For the little struggling TV news, it shouldn't be on there for little kids. Angela Box, have a great day. Get out of here. Bye.
See you. Bye.